Our Savior Jesus Christ destroyed death and brought life to light through the gospel. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While they were all amazed at his every deed, Jesus said to his disciples, "Pay attention to what I am telling you. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men." But they did not understand this saying. Its meaning was hidden from them, so that they should not understand it. And they were afraid to ask him about this saying. The Gospel of the Lord. Suffering always surprises us, even us Christians who know we need to carry our cross. We are surprised by suffering. The scriptures remind us repeatedly to pick up your cross and follow me if you would my disciple be. But in more practical terms, many people's personal motto is maximize pleasure and minimize pain. I'll never forget how forcefully this hit home for me as a seminarian many years ago. I was about 22 years old and having a really hard time in the seminary. I was plagued by constant doubts about my vocation. I decided to visit with Monsignor Hébert, my spiritual director at the time. And what he said was so simple and yet so shocking. He said, "John, this is your cross. Learn to carry it." I couldn't believe it. And yet it was so obvious. I knew Christians had to carry their cross, but somehow I believed that was for others, not for me. Monsignor Hébert gently corrected me that all Christians carry crosses, even the one named John Antony. Gospel passages like the one from this morning in Luke chapter 9, verses 43 to 45, make me feel a little better about my incomprehension in carrying my cross, because I am in good company, namely the company of the apostles. We read, Jesus said to his disciples, "Pay attention to what I am telling you. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men." And how did they react to that shocking news that about Jesus impending suffering and death and soon their own? Luke explains, "But they did not understand this saying. Its meaning was hidden from them so that they should not understand it." Maybe the main reason they were following Jesus as the Messiah was they felt that he was the one who would maximize their pleasure and minimize their pain. That was the common conception of the Christ. Why else is he coming? Could that be the reason that we are following Jesus too? If that is our motivation, then no wonder the lesson to carry our cross comes across so shockingly. Two scripture passages provide a little perspective for carrying our Christian crosses. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "The wages of sin is death." The wages of sin is death. That passage is referring to Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, where God warned Adam and Eve that if they disobeyed his command not to eat of the tree of knowledge, they would die. But because they did eat of the forbidden fruit and commit the original sin, death entered human history. And by the way, what is suffering but death in installments? Every suffering is a little death. So that is the first reason death surprises us, even though it shouldn't. Death is a consequence of sin. Originally, Adam's sin, and more lately, our own sins. The second passage that throws a little light on suffering is Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. It's a little more complex quotation. We read, "Through death, Jesus destroyed the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who through fear of death had been subject to slavery all their life." In other words, the devil does have the power to hurt us physically and even kill us. We see a dramatic example of this in the life of Job in the Old Testament. Remember all his sufferings inflicted by the devil? And what is the devil's nuclear weapon against us? It is suffering and death that causes us to become his slaves so that we can avoid suffering. But Jesus shows us how to be free of his tyranny by, "Take up your cross and follow me if you would my disciple be." In other words, when we embrace suffering, we take the devil's nuclear warhead out of his hand and blow it up in his face. Folks, think about all your aches and pains, all your ailments and problems, all the adolescent anxieties, all your family feuds, all your senior senility, and so forth. Are you hoping that Jesus will help you to maximize your pleasure and minimize your pain? If you think that, let me share with you a little advice I learned in the seminary many years ago from a wise priest. This is your cross. Learn to carry it. But more than that, you will take the devil's greatest weapon, suffering and death, out of his hands and defeat him with it. Then, as it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 21, you too will enjoy the glorious freedom of the children of God. Praised be Jesus Christ.